listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two of Cavs edition of CBD, Nathan Zagura, Sir Andrew Gribble, and the kid emerging up the stairs. I mean, Grims was in the middle of a thought, and he lost his train of thought. It was, like, shocking. I got a text from the security system that you had logged in to come see me, and then I looked over, and it was like, it was almost like it was an escalator the way you were rising. You couldn't even see yourself take
this
steps.
This has got to be a day. I just felt like you got to turn it up a notch today. This has got to be
a big day.
No holds barred. The whole city needs to do what they need to do to get this win.
Have you read the Richard Jefferson article on Players Tribune yet?
No.
Oh, you got to. You're going to love it.
I love what Richard Jefferson brings to the table, by the way. But I just felt like everybody had to hear it from me. I mean, I've been there 43 years suffering with everybody. This is the day. It all changes.
All right, time for the Modern Mamba soliloquy.
Let me just first off tell people why I have deemed him to be the modern-day Mamba. He and Kobe Bryant have a very close relationship. If you saw the last game the Cavs played the Lakers, after the game, it wasn't LeBron and Kobe like having a long embrace. It was Kyrie and Kobe. He's been taking his advice. He's been talking to him in the summers for years. I think they may have played on some Team USA teams together, although I'm not sure about that. He plays like Kobe. He wants the ball. He is the best bad ball shooter there is right now. He is. I mean, JR is good at it on the threes, but until people say, oh, he's not going to keep making those shots. Previous to his injury, Kyrie was a better shooter. I am now of the hope and the belief he is back to where he was before the injury, and those shots are going to keep falling. Maybe not 18 of 24, but he was always a high percentage shooter, and I believe if the answer is, if Kyrie plays well, we win. Then I think there's no question in my mind we win. The guy, and people were crushing him earlier in the series. He's had, what, you talk about guys that have scored 30. There's only one guy in the series that scored 33 games in a row. And it's not LeBron. It's not Steph. It's not Klay. It's him.
He's a leading scorer in the NBA Finals. If he is not wilting like Stinks Curry, who is wilting, he's shrinking like a violet.
If his defense continues to progress, the Cavs are in good hands for the future, because then the torch can be passed. The caveat is his defense has got to continue to improve.
He's got
to
stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy, but his defense, in which to me is just effort. Yeah. He's got to realize he needs to put that effort out there.
When we talk about like the defensive deficiencies of Kevin Love and Kyrie, I think Kyrie's is especially effort. I think that Love has some stuff that he may never overcome physically, whereas Kyrie's is 100% effort.
Right. If you're quick enough to get by the guys, it stands to reason you should be quick enough to stay in front of them. I mean, it's the same thing you see with Westbrook. Westbrook tries a little bit more on defense, but when he tries, he's the best defensive player. Yeah. He just doesn't try.
So you're going into this one. You were feeling awful before game five.
Game five,
you
I was
couldn't
awful.
Have felt worse.
Couldn't have felt
you,
worse.
In fact, this is the first time I've known you for a long time, and there have been a lot of playoff games. There have been a lot of big games. For the first time that I can recall in our relationship, you basically locked yourself in your house and threw your phone away and communicated with no one,
and it was
and
great.
Sat in complete solitude.
I got to say, it was such an enjoyable watch. It was fantastic.
It was really great texting you and getting nothing back.
You know what? It was, for me, it was fantastic, and I was in the dark in the second half. My whole family was sleeping. I was in the dark, like slapping.
You could have come over?
Slapping the floor on defense. I was not leaving. No, my daughter watched with me until the end of the first half, and then I had to get her to go to sleep before the second half.
Was she into it?
She was into it, but apparently not as into it as she had been when I wasn't there, apparently. Shocker. But it was such an enjoyable experience. And then when they – really, like midway through the third quarter, I realized that they were going to win the game, or that they should win the game. It was just crazy. And so now I believe that whatever you think logically, you have to suspend that. You have to go into the game. If you're walking into that arena, at least, if you're going to be negative Nelly, stay home. If you're walking into the arena tonight, you better be 100% convinced when you walk in that the Cavaliers are winning. If not, I'm telling you right now, there's plenty of people that want your tickets. Sell them.
I think it's over. I think the series is over. I think the Cavs will hoist the banner.
You're not born and bred in Cleveland. There's no Clevelander that is going to say that. Now, let's not go to that extreme. However, everybody, and I'm convincing myself of the same thing, by the time you walk through those doors at 8:56 or whatever time you get there, you better believe that they're going to win.
Get in there before 8:56.
You don't want too much time in. The game's going to tip about 9:11. 8:56, if I'm walking in, then I'm pretty happy.
You got to want to be there for the anthem.
8:56.
I kind of like that anthem where we all sing the anthem. I mean,
yeah, no, it's cool, but they don't sing that till about 9 o'clock. You're fine.
What do you think about the blackout? A Warriors fan thought it was.
I heard that guy. You know what? He's a Warriors.
He was a respectful Warriors fan.
Respectful Warriors fan, call me after the series is over. We don't need to hear from you today. We're all about Cleveland right now. We're about doing what we need to do, and I'm sure Goldhammer will carry it over from here after the show and bring the energy.
Do you want to talk to some of the good folks of Cleveland right now, the kid?
It depends. I don't want any Warriors fans.
Baron in Cleveland. Welcome
hey, how
to the
y'all
show.
Doing today, gentlemen?
This is our basketball roundtable right now with the kid.
Yeah. How y'all doing today, gentlemen?
Good. How are you?
You guys are dead on about that comment about Steph Curry. He's a fragment player. He's not a complete player.
He stinks.
Moving on. Another thing is
everybody should chant stinks whenever he touches the ball tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's another thing I want to say, too. If the Undertaker's here, tell him to get on the plane, go Golden State is, because he's going to have a lot of work after we win this series.
They should have flown the Undertaker.
We don't need Kevin Love hindering the team tonight. If he's not doing good, they need to pull him quick because we should have won this thing in six. We should have already won this thing. We're a better team. We have more players than we had last year. Go Cavs. Go Cavs.
I love it.
Go with a better team. We should have won. Let's do it. Eric in Cleveland. Eric, welcome.
Need a little more energy than that. Eric, are you there? Eric, holler at us. You're on the radio.
Hello?
Yes, Eric, you're on the radio right now. It's happening.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
That's all right. Who are you hollering at?
I can't say.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, I like this guy already.
We like you already. All right. What's up, Eric?
What I want to say about Stink Curry, I apologize.
Yes, Stinks Curry.
He was. I can't believe he was the unanimous most valuable player. And I just want to give my perspective on MVP, most valuable player. The most valuable player is supposed to add the most value to his team. He doesn't do that because when he was out, they continued to win. But when their third best player was out, they lose. The most valuable player is supposed to add the most value to the NBA. Now, there's nowhere in the world that NBA fans, everybody know NBA fans want to see LeBron James. He's the ambassador of the NBA. We know that. No one wants to see a series with Golden State or Toronto. No one wants to see that series. We know that. We know that, you know, because it's based on money. We know that ticket sales are because of LeBron James. And another thing, just one more, the most valuable player supposed to be based on value that player adds to his at-large community. LeBron James is the most charitable person with his foundations, or one of the most in the NBA. He gives value. We know how he loves Akron. We know what he does for those kids in the inner city. We know what he does. Just, you know, just an all-around nice guy. Now you compare that to what Steph Curry. I've never heard of Steph Curry doing anything, and I'm sure he does. But LeBron James goes beyond, above and beyond on the basketball team, with his team, in the NBA, and with his community. So how do we judge the most valuable player? How do we judge him?
Well,
and
one more thing
before I go, guys, and I'll listen to you guys.
Yes, you need to go holler.
As far as shooting, the only reason he's a great shooter is because he can shoot the three-point. But if you guys can remember players like Warby Free, and before there was a three-point line, we could go all the way back. Those guys used to shoot from half court on a regular basis. So the only reason he's great is because he shoots so many three balls, and he shoots a lot of them. He shoots 50 times a game. So, of course, he's going to hit a lot of three balls. And I'm going to go, guys, but you almost got me in trouble.
All right. I'm glad that we didn't. You got to listen, when you call up and you're on hold, you got to be ready, Eric. You got to be ready. You got to save the hollering for another time for a more appropriate venue. All right, here's what I'm going to say when it comes to MVP, and this is something I said before you got here. If you take LeBron James and put him on any team in the National Basketball Association, they are a threat to win their conference finals. Maybe not a threat to win the whole thing, but they are a threat to win the conference finals.
You put Steph Curry on the worst team in the NBA, and he is Kelly Trepuka. He's going to score 28 a game, have a nice mustache, and not do
much
for you.
Well, look at Golden State the first couple years he was there. Now, granted, he was coming into his own.
Overs on the Kelly Trepuka references this show have cashed easily.
Kelly Trepuka could fill it up.
He could score the basketball.
Yeah, he could. I think Steph would be a little bit better than that, but at point, I mean, that LeBron always is the most valuable player, but the reality is the award is for this season only, and LeBron cruised through a lot of the season, as he should. There's no reason for him to put forth the effort in the regular season. He knows he's going to win the East. He wasn't going to get 74 wins to get home court, and so
The Warriors could still win a title without Steph Curry. They could not win one without Draymond Green. So he's not even, to me, the most valuable player on their own team.
They wouldn't win. If either one of those guys was off the team, they wouldn't win.
Yeah, I don't think they're even in the mix.
Possible. They could have come out of the East. They could have beat Toronto.
They couldn't have beat the Cavs.
If you put the Cavs into the West and them into the East without Stinks Curry, they could have won easy. Easy. They would have beaten Toronto.
Nate's skin-tight T-shirt, just getting a little admiration from the crowd.
It's a good luck schmedium. This shirt is undefeated. I've never gone to a Cavs game and lost in this shirt.
Okay, good.
That's why I believe. If I have to get on a plane, they should fly the Undertaker in. If the Undertaker leads the Cavs out for this game, they will win by 50.
We got the hat here, though. Les Miles.
Les Miles, the hatter, your boy.
I know. I saw that. I saw him tweet it out, you know, and another Michigan man in the house can never hurt.
Cavs getting less than 50% of the wagers from the public, according to Clint TA.
Good.
He said, I was hesitant for 2 days, but now I'm all in. He said Golden State will relax with Game 7 home. I don't agree with that. They do not want to go back home. They don't want all that pressure.
Just get to Game 7, and I'll take my chances there.
Let's do it. All right, we'll be back with more CBD. 216-578-0050. Make sure you're not creeping when you're calling this show. Be ready to go. We'll be back with more.
Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Everybody's got to do their part. Jason Gibbs doing his part. The question is to you driving around, what are you going to do? You got to do your part.
What are you doing? That's right. Gibbs, are you more optimistic now that you've heard the soliloquy by the kid on the Modern Day Mamba and he's calling you out? He's telling you you've got to be positive.
You've got to be positive, Gibbs. Even if
I'm hoping. No. It's not that I'm not going to root. It's not that I'm not going to cheer.
No, you've got
to
believe.
Are you going to be in the house?
I am on remote. I have to do pregame work till 9 o'clock, and then I will be driving home listening to the first half.
Okay. You can do what you want, but if someone is coming into the arena tonight, you must have the positive energy, because I can tell you from my own perspective, you can be louder if you allow yourself to believe. If they lose and the game's over and you want to be upset about it, then who cares? At that point, you have enough time to be upset. During the game,
off season to be upset.
Exactly. So during the game, you have got to believe and got to give everything that you have. I expect the arena to be standing the entire game.
What do you think about the all black? I love it.
I'm not afraid.
I know you're not afraid.
I just want the energy. I want people to come in there with a lot of energy. They've got to bring the energy. I'm going to say it 100 more times. That's what I want in the arena tonight.
What do you want them to do?
I want energy. Right, I want belief.
99 to go.
Do you think there was nervous energy in Game 4 in there?
Game 4 energy was not as good as Game 3.
Game 3 was phenomenal.
Game 3 was unreal, and Game 4
which
was...
I would thought it would be the opposite.
Absolutely agree with you, but I don't know why. Maybe it's just we got out to the big lead. But we were only up 8 at halftime in Game 3, and we were up, I think, 5 at halftime in Game 4. It really shouldn't have been much different, but for whatever reason, it was.
Game 3 was the most live I think I've ever seen a Cavs crowd.
No question about it. There's no doubt about it. The only thing I would compare it to would be, I forget what year it was when I was a little kid, George Karl coached the Cavs back from a 2-19 start to make the playoffs, and we beat Boston in the Coliseum, and Bird didn't play. And the idiot fans in Cleveland started chanting, "We want Bird." We want Per. He shows back up for game four and scores like 74.
It is interesting. I thought it was louder for game three than I remember it being for any of the games of the finals last year.
Are they shutting down the building in anticipation of the game here tonight?
I think so.
They're sending people home to get ready for the Cavs game. The Browns are showing they're doing what they got to do. Everybody walking in the arena, do what you got
to
do.
Jim in Akron, are you ready to do what you have to do?
Oh, yeah, I'm always ready.
Good.
You know, I think you guys mentioned Topeka and World Be Free.
Yes.
With the trifecta. Pistol Pete Maravich.
Ooh,
now I know we're going to win.
The Pistol. I have an Atlanta Hawks Pistol Pete jersey.
Oh, yeah. He was a beast. It was a shame about his heart. But,
yes.
You know, I was in game four last year, and I was actually getting grief from fans around me for cheering. And, you know, I hope the people there tonight, you know, get off their butts and cheer and know that you got to believe.
It should be a near riotous atmosphere. It should be as loud and energetic and hostile towards the opposition as it could possibly be.
Yeah, we don't want to use the word riot in today's day and age. But
it's a near.
We'd like to see everybody on their feet the entire game, walking out of there, celebrating a victory with no voice left.
Oh, I was getting yelled at.
I'm taking tomorrow off because I'm going to be so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to be watching with some buddies at a sports bar, yelling my butt off and
good.
And giving those little boys grief.
Okay. Very good. Enjoy the game. Drive home safe.
Damon in Beachwood. What's going on, Damon?
Hey, boys. How we feeling?
Good. Damon's ready.
All right. He's ready, and he's from Beachwood.
I'm ready, baby. Look, I lucked into a ticket to go to the game tonight. I have no business being there on my own, and I got into a ticket, and it's going to be maybe – who knows when I'll have a chance to go to the finals again. Look, fans have to realize it's easy to cheer when things are going great, but this team that we're playing – sometimes there's going to be scary moments, and that's when the team needs us the most. I am pounding my steering wheel right now. That is when this team needs us the most. You got to cheer your loudest when we're just down by a couple of points, and they need us to help them get back in the game. That's what this is all about. It's all of us all together. All in means all in. I need you guys to play Bill Murray's speech at the end of Scrooged, or everyone needs to go home and watch the Al Pacino speech at the end of Any Given Sunday. That needs to get everybody pumped up for this game, man. It's do or die. We're forcing game seven, and we're hoisting the trophy, and everyone has to believe.
Damon, you get it.
I can leave now. He just summed up my feelings in about 45 seconds better than I ever could. God bless you, Damon, and I'm glad you're going to be in the house tonight.
Let's go. Let's go to Freddie in Dayton now. Freddie.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Say, listen, everyone's believing. Everyone, okay? Except for one, and that's Kevin Love, all right? I don't know what's with this guy, okay? But why is he on the floor so often and so for so many minutes?
I think that he does a lot of fundamental things correctly that don't show up in the stat sheet. Now, granted, for 100 and how many ever million, you expect more than that. But I do think that he's in the right place. He has some physical limitations, but I think he's in the right place. He was plus 18 the other night. Those stats sometimes can be a little misleading, but I think that's why he's on the court over Fry.
We're relying on him, okay, basically for his three-point shooting, and he's not doing it because he has no confidence in himself.
Well, they're also not giving him the looks.
I got another question for you, okay? Who would you suspend on the Golden State Warriors? Would it be Curry or Green?
Green. I mean, no doubt about it.
He's much more important.
Well, not only he's just one guy that, like, Curry can be replaced by other people. They do similar things. Nobody does what Draymond Green does. I'm hoping that Draymond Green comes out and puts a little too much pressure on himself trying to make up for it, maybe picks up a couple early fouls in foul trouble all night long, because he does scare me. I mean, let's not lie. He scares you.
Who, Stinks?
No, Draymond.
Yeah, Draymond. Now,
when it comes to Love, you know, I think we go back a few weeks when he was being like similarly killed by the media fans after game four in Toronto, didn't play that full fourth quarter. And then Lou said something to him, got his confidence back up, and he was awesome in game five. If you get that kind of performance out of him to respond at home, that would – puts takes so much pressure.
Well, game
off
three,
Kyrie.
Didn't Love make Didn't Love make the three to open game three?
He did make in the Toronto.
No, he wasn't
series,
in game three.
Toronto series. I remember game five where there's a little nervous energy in the building.
It was a Toronto series.
He hit the game. He hit the first two shots of game five, and you knew the game was over. The game was over.
Yeah.
I do think he's going to play better tonight, but I do think it's sort of the matchup. You know, it's like a golfer and a golf course. The horses for courses. They're not giving him the space, and when he posts up, they have their post defenders have been shutting him down.
And the fact of the matter is, we need LeBron and Kyrie to be the superstars.
But we need a third scorer. We got it.
J.R. Smooth.
Yeah, and what I liked about JR in game five was
scored 10 in the first quarter when they
he went
it.
To the basket because they weren't giving him the shot, so he was going around him. So I think he continues to do that, and then maybe they'll play off him a little bit, and then we'll start seeing some bombs from him.
It looks so weird when JR goes to the hoop.
It does.
It looks so unnatural.
Absolutely.
It works, though.
Yeah. But, you know, growing up, I'm sure he went to the hoop a lot because he was like
he wasn't just a shooter
growing up. I mean, he was a stud player.
He was a dunker. All right, let's go to Annette. Annette, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yes.
So I'm listening to you guys and getting excited for the game.
Yes.
And first of all, I'm a huge Browns fan. Listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
I do my workout while I'm listening to you guys.
Thank you.
So anyways, so for years I've been wanting to do this. I am not on Twitter, but I heard you're going to the game. So I was a cheerleader growing up, and we used to do this chant, and it used to go, "We won't be beat." And we started out soft, and we got louder and louder and louder.
We won't be beat.
We won't be beat. So, hey, get that started. If you're on Twitter, everybody get that started. We won't be beat.
I like it. We
Annette,
won't. It's not happening.
I like it.
Annette, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for listening as well. We won't be beat.
And you should get on Twitter and follow your hero, Nathan Segura.
Oh, stop it. Follow at the kid 97 and Sir Andrew underscore Gribble. Let's go to Darren in Cleveland. Darren.
Yo, this is Derek. It's all good. I listen
to I'm
all
sorry.
The time.
Blame First Gibbs. Time Gibbs, caller. You're not doing your part.
No, do not blame Gibbs. Gibbs is the heartbeat, man.
Yes,
yesterday
he is.
He had a
you're
moment,
right.
And I was listening. He had a moment yesterday.
When he was guessing Golden Tate stats?
No. He had a moment where he asked whether or not you get 1 or 2 points if the kicker botched it. And I was like, man, that's all good. But, you know, either way.
Gibbs
that's
is
my
the
guy.
Heartbeat. You're right.
Congratulations.
Yes.
First time caller, long time listener. Nate, I met you at the Fan Fest. Had a great time. And I'm a season ticket holder as of today.
Awesome. Thank you. Welcome to the Dog Pound.
Can't wait to get up there. We won't be beat.
That's right.
Go Cavs. I love you guys. Keep it up. I'm doing my daddy daycare thing. So
no,
fantastic.
Much
good for you.
Good for you.
Hollering back at me.
It's all good.
All right, Derek. Thank you so much, brother. All right. We're going to take a break when we come back. More. We won't be beat. Call us up. Get fired up. Give us some energy.
And Gibbs, I'm expecting something good coming out of this break, too.
That last one was good.
Yep.
You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch. And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You gotta look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're gonna see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're gonna do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you gonna do?
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Gibbs dialing it up.
Gibbs is bringing it out for, he's giving, this is what I'm talking about, Cleveland. He's bringing his performance, you bring your performance, and we will be fine.
Let's start with a friend, another friend of the show, a friend of yours, Blanca in Bay Village. Blanca.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, man?
No.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to take the energy of the kid, the energy of the Nate, and we are going to carry it in our homes. I'll be alone. The boy, Lane, is going to be asleep, but I'm going to be fist pumping, bumping, high-flying, death-defying, bringing a victory home to my Cavaliers, baby.
Yes, Blanca.
And let me tell you, folks, this is an omen because Blanca is one of the most optimistic people I've ever known in any segment of my life. And Blanca calling today, I'm just about ready, folks. The guarantee might be coming out.
G.I. So George has called for it. You cannot get off of the air without giving us the guarantee.
Well, we got 19 more minutes on the air, so I got to, you know, I know how this business works.
Kid, remember, you and I are 1-0 together in those season tickets, brother.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And you will be there with me in spirit, Blanca.
Guys, bring home a win. Let's go, Cavs.
Let's go, Cavs.
Blanca, get the Hey Butler bus and drive us around town and let's get everybody fired up. That's what we need. Remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
So, Gribbs, we had – this was Vince Conte.
Vince Conte, friend of the show, bachelor party. Only bachelor party. A guy from California comes to Cleveland for his bachelor party.
Comes to Cleveland for the bachelor party. The kid was, at the time, the entrepreneur of and running a business called Hey Butler, which had a Super Bowl ad. And you got the Hey Butler bus for us, and Blanca, who just called,
was our driver.
Was our driver that night.
Took us all around town.
So when you hear a bus, like I think, like maybe this is a bus that's got
a little luxury, maybe
a little luxury, like
maybe
rows
a TV.
Of seats, maybe. No, it was empty. We sat in plastic chairs that you'd sit in like a fifth grade of school that were not anchored to anything in this bus as we would go sliding. It's a wonder that we're all here today.
That was like a Jackass skit where they like were in the back of a cement truck.
It was basically
like that. There was a couple things to hold on to, and Blanca, fine man that he is, drives like my grandma.
He really understood the physics of the turn because he kept the swaying to an absolute minimum. It was an art form what Blanca did that night.
He did some good work, and he just did some good work right here too, folks.
Yes, he did. Fist pumping, he threw some. There's some wrestling in there. High flying, limousine riding, jet flying. Let's go to Tim in Naughton. Tim, welcome.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you doing, Tim?
Jim is doing great.
Good. Strong this third person.
That's all right. my prediction is that the Plain Dealer tomorrow headline is gonna read one win, comma, away.
Yes, sir, and I like writing your own headlines.
I like that. One win away, stinks Curry wilts again.
That's gold. That's good. That's a good headline.
That is like good. You're in the business.
Oh, God, let it happen. Come on, one time.
Let's go to Ben in Cortland. Ben.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Pumped up. How about yourself?
We are overloaded with energy right now. We're fired up. We're ready.
I'm having trouble getting excited if you can't.
I know it, and I appreciate it. I wanted to speak to the fact of the opportunity that this team has to give something to my kids that I never had growing up. First times I had experiences with sports was the Drive and Craig Elo and all that stuff. And I'm from around Youngstown. Half the people around me are Steelers fans.
Ugh.
So I watched all my friends get that experience of being young in life and watching a championship run. I never did. And I get teary-eyed of thinking about the fact that on and around Father's Day, I could have my little boy sitting on my lap watching something that I've been waiting my whole life for. His first experience with Cleveland sports is watching his dad live through something he'd been waiting for his whole life, as opposed to, you know, the downtrodden memories of time and time again that I've gone through. And that means something more than sports. That's a family
Absolutely.
Deal. It's a community deal. So I'm just absolutely excited for this opportunity. I'm going to be with them if they win or lose. But I'm with you 110%. I'm all about the energy, and I thank you for your time.
We thank you. That is raw emotion.
We're bringing men to tears here, folks.
Come on, Cavs. People are fired up. It's only 2:45. The game doesn't even tip for 6 hours.
It's too long. I'd like a little 6 o'clock start time. Let's go.
I'm ready right now.
Tip it right now.
I think the kid, if you have the opportunity to don the wine and gold tonight, I could see you come in and I could see you foul quickly like Deli did. I think you could do that. I think that's in your skill set, and I think you might actually make a three. The kid's fired up. You might dunk. Your energy might propel you off of the earth for a dunk.
Well, maybe in some sort of dreamland with some dream.
Now let me get Gibbs and Gribbs. I want you to We're talking, I was playing some hoops with Agent to the Stars, Andrew Sims, and the kid texts us about how back in the day he used to have a nice hoop game, so we invite him to play, and then he says he's retired. I want to see it. Come on.
But there's a strong mid-range.
I did have a good mid-range game, and back in the day, I used to have this gold chain that would flop around as I was hitting the fall-away jumpers.
I could see, you know what I think your game would be like? Kind of similar to my dad. I could see you as like a Bill Lane Beer type.
No, I was not a dirty player. No, not at all.
I heard on the soccer pitch you were prone to slide tackles.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't dirty.
Those are legal.
Yeah, perfectly legal.
Were you a little dirty, though, on the pitch?
Nah, not really. No, I played within the rules.
But physical.
Yeah,
Bill Laimbeer would say he wasn't dirty.
He was dirty. Nobody would say Bill Laimbeer wasn't dirty. If you wanted to say, like, you know, I don't know, you know, a rough and tumble defensive player, maybe. But Bill Laimbeer was flat out dirty.
Of course he was. All right. All right, good. I'm glad you're not. I feel like you are a guy, you are a man who likes to play within the framework of the rules. All right.
I mean, you push the rules, but
you bend them. They bend, but you stay in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gibbs, what's your hoop game like?
I still got a little game.
I think Gibbs was a monster on the boards. Nobody got a rebound around him, and you didn't post him up at all. I bet you Gibbs on the inside was tough.
Could hold my own.
Yeah.
I did a lot of finger waving.
Did you score the basketball?
Hit or miss. You know, I wasn't
Jack Haley?
I wasn't some kind of great scorer by any stretch of the imagination.
Is Jack Haley a good call for you?
No, I was definitely rebound defense. I'd get you 8 to 10.
Ben Wallace?
12 a game. Yeah. I mean, I once had 15 blocks in a game.
Wow. Did you ever have a fro like Ben Wallace's?
No.
Oh, God, you would have been amazing with that.
I wanted one.
Yeah. All right, Gribbs, what's your
I was thinking this. You know, the last time I played, like, organized official basketball was probably eighth grade for center middle school in Strongsville.
Okay.
I would say the game was like Judd Bushler.
Judd the Stud Bushler, also a great volleyball player.
I had a good outside shot, but it only came around maybe once every 17 games, and you know,
Judd Bushler is a great.
I can help you win a game.
Arizona though. Reference.
Yeah, good outside shot that would cover out once
every 17
games.
The time. Okay. Yeah, you know, turn it on. My last when I was in eighth grade, I just remember this specifically. My shoe of choice, the Antoine Walker shoes.
Oh, Antoine Walker, guy who was
he had his own shoe.
He might need your shoe. Right
he might
now.
Need. He could use your shoe right now. Adam Schwartz with maybe the tweet of the day. I could picture Gibbs as a Jackie Moon.
That was a little bit better than that.
Jackie Moon was great.
Come on, son.
Stinks Curry. Wilt, my friend. Wilt. Melt in front of our eyes. The energy and the heat, the fire of the blackout in Cleveland.
The modern day
Mamba. Let me tell you something. It is true that the blackout, remember the blackout that took out the whole East Coast? Started in Cleveland. And tonight another blackout.
And
begins.
I was on the golf course. And they tried to pull us off the golf course. And he says, where else should we be besides the golf course right now?
Yeah, while the sun's out.
Bill Schwartz, my partner in the match.
Why would they try to take you off the golf course?
Ask MPC. I don't know.
Nonsense. All right, we'll be back. Final time to call up. Call your shot. Give your energy. We will not lose.
Tonight we're going to take no prisoners. This time we're going to live our dreams.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Let It Go again. So good.
Tonight the hardwood's burning and the Cavs will keep on working. Get behind the orange and blue with all your
money. Keep color schemes go.
If you got, yeah.
Cavs basketball, tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. It is the night. Nathan Segura.
Cavs basketball.
The Gribbs. Gibbs. The Kid. All right. It's time for everybody to call their shot. Pessimist Gibbs, we start with you.
Why do you got to start with me?
Because we want to get your negativity out of the way, and we rally to the finish of the guarantee. If we get it, we don't know.
Cavs,
you can't throw around lightly.
99.
Cavs win.
Cavs win.
You believe that?
I believe.
You believe it?
I believe.
You believe it?
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Now all you right. Got me hooked.
You're in. Gribbs.
110 for the Cavs, 98 for the Warriors. It's going to be closer than that, though. But, like, I was, you know, laughing at your margin of victory stat.
But
I think it's going to be a 12-point win that's much closer than 12-point.
If
game.
The Cavs do win by double figures and the last game is decided by double figures, it could be it'll be history. The Cavs could make history. LeBron James could be on the side, be the only player ever to lose every finals game by double figures and win every finals game by double figures.
A friend of mine, a wise man.
You're not up yet. Okay. You're the closer. You are Dennis Eckersley.
All right, well, hurry up. We only got the match.
Cavs win by three. A nail biter at the cue. A last second three from the modern day Mamba sends everybody home happy. Dancing in the streets. Barrio is throwing tequila down people's gullets.
A friend of mine from Chicago that we like to call Ags said to me after game four, he said, I'm just saying. And this is a paraphrase, but I'm just saying, wouldn't it be something and cement LeBron's legacy if they just came back and won over the greatest team ever? And I said, he texted me after game five, and he's just said, I'm just saying. So let's all channel our inner eggs. I'm going to call for the modern-day Mamba, not a three. He's going to break down Steph Curry. They're going to be down one. He's going to go between the legs. He's going to go around the back, and he's going to pull up for a 15-footer, nothing but bottom, 108-107, Cavs.
So is that a guarantee?
The guarantee is in.
The guarantee is in. They're winning, folks. We'll see you Sunday in Oakland. Segura, Gribbs, Gibbs, the Kid, and the guarantee. We'll talk to you next time. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and ESPN 850 WKNR.